Welcome back to The Inner Life on Relevant Radio. Call in now to share your story with our Inner Life Spiritual Directors. 1-888-914-9149. That's 1-888-914-9149. This is The Inner Life on Relevant Radio.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us on The Inner Life today. Father Pablo Gaudenz is our spiritual director. Father is a priest in the Diocese of Trenton, New Jersey, associate professor of biblical studies at Immaculate Conception Seminary School of Theology. That's at Seton Hall University in South Orange, New Jersey. And he's also the author of a forthcoming commentary on the Gospel of Luke for the popular Catholic Commentary on Sacred Scripture series that published by Baker Academic. We are looking ahead to the Sunday Gospel today. It's about dropping your nets and come after me is what we will hear Jesus say to really all of us this weekend when we celebrate the Sunday liturgy. But let's invite you and our listening audience to join us as you think about your journey of faith. That moment when you heard God speak to you, you heard the Lord call you, come after me. And what might be holding you back if you're hearing that today? Toll-free number if you'd like to join us, 888-914-9149. So, Father, as you know, we like to share the gospel with our listeners. Can we take a moment here and ask you to read the gospel we're going to be hearing at this Sunday liturgy?
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Right, you are.
After John had been arrested, Jesus came to Galilee proclaiming the gospel of God. This is the time of fulfillment. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. As he passed by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting their nets into the sea. They were fishermen. Jesus said to them, "Come after me, and I will make you fishers of men." Then they abandoned their nets and followed him. He walked along a little farther and saw James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They too were in a boat mending their nets. Then he called them. So they left their father Zebedee in the boat along with the hired men and followed him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And so, Father, as you read that, what speaks to your heart the most?
Well, I'm reminded of a sermon of Cardinal Newman called The Ventures of Faith when I hear this gospel, because the disciples took a venture. They took a risk. They decided to follow Jesus, leaving behind their occupation with their where they were earning good money as fishermen. They even had hired men working for them. And so Jesus is inviting all of us to respond to him, to follow him. And this is a choice perhaps that we make in a fundamental way at a certain point in our life when we have a conversion, but it's also a choice that we need to make every day. That's what Rob, who had called in a few minutes ago, was emphasizing, that we need to make that choice every day to follow Jesus. Every day is an opportunity for a deeper conversion. And so, getting back to what I mentioned, this sermon by Cardinal Newman, who was a convert in the 19th century from England, and he explains how we have to, if we believe in Jesus, that means that we're going to risk something upon his word. So here, Jesus says, come after me. And so you can hear that and say, well, gee, if I'm really going to do that, I'm going to have to do something. It's going to involve taking a risk on my part. And so we might ask ourselves, as we hear this gospel reading, as we see the example of those first disciples who followed Jesus, do I follow Jesus with that same sense of adventure that those first disciples did? Am I willing to venture on my faith in Christ, to take a risk so as to obtain the promises that Jesus gives us as well.
And back to Rob's call, I was taken with what he had to say, how God woke him up, and then, to, as you were talking about, to make that choice, and I really liked what he said, to get on that A train with Christ.
Yeah, that's a very good analogy there, because if you're on a train, if you think about it, if you're on a train, you know that you're going somewhere. The train has a destination. And that's how it is if we follow Christ. We have a destination. We could say we are heaven bound. So that means, that gives us a direction in life, an aim. You know, we're not just wandering around, but we have a purpose that gives direction to our life, and it shapes everything that we do. So that one choice to get on the A train to follow Christ is going to then shape our whole life. All of the choices that we then make are going to be centered around that.
Yeah, and you, to use your word, the adventure, I mean, it really is an adventure that these apostles were saying yes to. But that does not mean, you know, adventure seems, it sounds like it's going to be fun, and, you know, we're going to jump out of planes and scale tall mountains and all those kinds of things. But boy, oh boy, it is an adventure. And for the apostles and for us, it's not easy sometimes.
That's right. And part of it is also that we have to realize Jesus called them in the midst of their ordinary occupation. They were fishermen. They're doing their ordinary work, and that's how Jesus is going to work with us as well. Jesus is going to pass by, and he's going to call us in the midst of our ordinary activities, whether it's at work or in school or at home. That's where we encounter Jesus. That's where Jesus comes and calls us. And so that's where we have to discover the adventure of following Jesus. So, you know, in some cases, it might be like the apostles that they actually leave home and go to far-off places. But for most people who follow Jesus, externally, there may not be a huge change. They may continue living with the same people, their family, and they may continue doing the same occupation, same work, but now they have a direction in their life. And that's where we have to discover how we can encounter Jesus in our ordinary life, in the midst of our work, just as he encountered Peter and the other disciples right in the midst of their ordinary activities.
Yeah, and then so, Father, from your perspective, what holds us back? I mean, I always think of fear of the unknown, and I wonder sometimes, are we too attached to the things of our life, and we don't want to give that up, and so we don't make the choice. And as Rob said, we don't get on that A train for Christ.
Right. Well, you know, there could be various things that hold us back. We know later in the gospel that Jesus called another young man who was the rich young man, and in that case, the riches held him back. They were like an obstacle for him to follow Jesus. And so the same can happen with us. There may be obstacles in our life. Perhaps we're too attached to our material possessions or to our security, to our own plans for our future. And so that maybe Jesus is suggesting for us something else. And perhaps, you know, we need to be able to follow his lead. And that's where we see the example of the apostles who left everything to follow Jesus. They were willing to take that risk. Not that, you know, unless one becomes, say, a Franciscan or takes that vow of poverty, you don't have to give up all your possessions, but you still have to have that detachment so that they don't master you. Possessions aren't what control your life. Rather, you're being directed by Jesus. And so there can be all kinds of obstacles, and we need to have that courage to step out and make that choice to follow Jesus, even if it means saying no to some other things in our life.
Yeah. Father Pablo Gaudenz is our spiritual director. Let's take our final break talking today about the Sunday gospel, dropping our nets and following Jesus. When did you do that? Toll-free number if you'd like to join us, 888-914-9149. We'll be right back. Stay with us.